Hello, everybody, indeed. Welcome to Mininoran's Mini Talk on Log Horizon for episode 23, Student of the Mage. I'm Jero. Those Shizzles here.
Hey, what's up?
Just two more episodes of Log Horizon after this.
I know, it's pretty sad. I'm like, no. Yeah.
I was thinking, especially with this episode, wouldn't it be great if after episode 25 they had some teaser saying, you know, season 2 coming fall.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Yeah.
So, maybe a different opening.
Yeah. Yeah, something with less cheesy English lyrics. You know, the rock music is cool, but the lyrics are just, you know, after a while, the novelty of them starts to wear off, and you're just like,
yeah,
this is awful.
I had someone, it's a random thing, I was playing like League of Legends, and they're saying, wow, 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 and I was like, are you a fan of Log Horizon? They didn't say anything to me, though. I was like, aw.
All right, so there are a few things to talk about here. We could talk about Akatsuki and Naotsugu back to talking to each other the way that we saw them very early in the series, which was Naotsugu talking about panties and stuff, and Akatsuki calling him Moronsugu and that stuff. It's kind of missed that.
Yeah, we missed the straight man, whatever they call it. That they're just goofing off each other, and Akatsuki, it's kind of, you know, she's still her same way, and that's kind of nice to see that, even though it, you know, this is what we've seen before, but it's still refreshing to see it, like you were saying.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's fun to see him in a different outfit instead of the big heavy armor. He's just got like a cool hat and a loose tie.
Yeah, cool. That's true.
So in this episode, we had talked about Henrietta as a possible romance option for Shiroe. And this week, she kind of realizes that, at least for her, that there aren't any other guys but him.
Yep. And like I said last week, I mean, they spent so much time together, they've kind of developed a little bit of a bond. I mean, it's not as deep as maybe Akatsuki and him, but it's still, there's still something there. And like you said, she does realize this week that's like, hey, they aren't really made available bachelors because everyone else really has a person they like. You know, even Marilia and Minerin and all of those people, they have someone that they kind of admire at least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I could, you know, maybe for him it would seem the most logical because they seem similar in age, and probably in real life they might be similar in age. Maybe she might be a little bit older, I don't know, but his relationship with Akatsuki is certainly unique, and Minori, I mean, that's a whole different thing. There's the whole age difference thing, and then the whole maybe lack of concern for age difference when it comes to being stuck in this video game.
Yeah, that's what I remember seeing last week. A lot of people were saying that if they're stuck in this game, you know, the whole aging thing shouldn't matter, but I still feel kind of 50-50 on that. It's like, yeah, while they're in the game, it's fine. I mean, there's no really age thing, but you obviously got to think about the after. I mean, what happens if they get out? Will they still be able to see each other? It's like, I don't know. If Shiroe is like 25 and Minoran's like 15, that's kind of, you know, a little much for me.
But. Yeah, it's you know, it's a whole different world once these players escape the video game and they eventually go looking out. I mean, maybe they'll still have the initial they'll still have that charm carry over from this time playing the game, but in real life, you know, I don't know if, you know, long term many of those, if any, could work, especially with such an age difference.
Right, and for me, I've experienced a little bit of that where you see you've hung out with someone online for so long, and then you meet them in real life, they're not really the same. You know, they're usually different online because there's that, I guess, wall they can kind of hide behind. They can do what they want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Except for the two of us, we're cool dudes in real life.
Right.
So let's talk about Lanessia and Krusty also. Just a brief little scene, kind of expected. Lanessia was talking about Krusty and who happened to be there, Krusty.
Right.
And the most notable moment in this scene was when they were both sitting on the couch together that Lanessia scooted over a little closer to him, starting to get a little bit more comfortable around him.
Yeah, I like that scene. It was pretty nice. And the thing about them, I just like how they kind of have this back and forth between each other, and they always say things to get on each other's skin, but in the end they kind of, I guess, still are very close.
And also to Yanta and Serara, this is the start of something that will probably be going on for the remainder of the series, is this deal with the people of the land. And there's a situation where a guy who's one of the people of the land is causing a ruckus, and Yanta throws the guy out, and he's doing his whole gentlemanly thing. And there's one moment where Krusty and Isaac talk about, they're talking about what's going on at this festival, and they say that there's been some cases where the people of the land have been a little disorderly.
Right, like they're not paying for stuff, they're being aggressive and just acting out normally what NPCs wouldn't be doing. And I think Shiro, like later on near the end, he starts figuring out too that something's not right. The NPCs are acting way different than he's experienced before, and something's going on.
And then also, Krusty and Isaac talked about Shiro, and pretty typical stuff that you would expect of people to talk about the main characters. That when it all comes down to it, that's when Shiro is at his best, and all that stuff.
Right, yeah.
So we fast forward to about the end of the episode where Shiro is with Akatsuki and Marielle, and they witness somebody wanting to buy more items than the girl is willing to sell because she wants the experience of being able to sell to multiple people. And Shiro stops him, and he just runs away. And then they eventually realize that, oh shoot, there is a problem with the people of the land.
Right, like there's so many of them now in the city. It's like might be overrun here soon, and that'll be interesting to see if they do the whole people land kind of take the city back, from the MP the players, or if they're gonna end up doing something like that where we leave that a cliffhanger.
Yeah, and we see the end of the sort of the closing scene of the episode. There's a ship, and it has Lord Maves on it. So probably be the villain of these remaining eps.
Yeah, and I guess, like I said earlier, I guess it could be that maybe they're hinting at the people of land taking back their land, basically. Since, Shiro has altered the game world, altered the rules so far. There are, like we said a couple weeks ago, that there he has to pay something for it. I mean, there's something he's done that will obviously bite him back in the butt when he later on, which I guess is what's happening now.
Yeah. And so this episode of Lock Horizon sort of it felt for the most part similar to the last episode, where it was this kind of fun, sort of comfortable, just kind of relaxing, watching the characters live their everyday lives, which from time to time can be fun. But at the end of the episode, we find out that besides the whole Minami thing, that there's something else to worry about for these next couple episodes, and that Minami probably most likely won't figure in any to this season.
Yeah, probably not. That's which is kind of it's kind of a little sad, but yeah, I think right now we're in the deep shipping wars part now, where you've all these ships that are, we want someone to be successful, but we won't be seeing much of the I guess advancement in them because we only have, like you said, a couple episodes left, and there's really no time for that. But I think it was nice of them to just at least touch base, saying that we have hints of romance in this series. I mean, it's not as full blown as maybe like a Todora or a Golden Time, where it's a romance. It's just in the background. And with the NPCs coming back, that's like, I guess we're going to end around there.
Yeah, for right now, it's basically people like people, but nobody's confessed yet.
Right. They're at the base, like, all right, the first stage almost right now.
Rudy and Isuzu are as much of a lock as you can be without being a lock. So, for Fosh, I'm J-Ro. We will see you next week on the Log Horizon Mini Talk.